Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Irish people are as afraid of public speaking as they are of death. That's according to a new survey by the Broadcast Institute. 1,000 Irish adults were asked to name their biggest fear. 31% topping the poll said a fear of heights, with public speaking and death tied for second place at 30%. Henry McKean chatted to people about their worst fears and spoke to Paul Connolly from the Broadcast Institute, and Henry sent us this report.
Irish people are as afraid of public speaking as they are of death, according to the Broadcast Institute. And I'm here in Omni Park Shopping Centre in the rain, something I fear, asking people about what they fear the most and why are so many of us scared of public speaking. You don't like snakes?
I hate snakes, yes.
And do you come across them much in your life?
No, because there are no snakes in Ireland, because didn't St. Patrick get rid of them?
So you don't like snakes in the zoo, or perhaps when you're travelling in a
bear
tropical
looking
country?
At in the zoo, but if I'm in a... I remember when we were in South Africa once, and two of us wanted to go to the loo, and we were in the middle of a field, and we had a guide with us. When we came back, we said, "Are you sure there's no snakes in there?" And he said, "Oh yes, there'd be loads of snakes in there." We nearly died.
And were there snakes in there?
Well, we didn't see any.
Does it surprise you? I mean, snakes is on this list of Ireland's biggest fears.
Oh, yeah.
But at the top is being scared of heights. Like, I fear heights. I can't climb up anything tall. And also, public speaking is right up there too, on 30%. Why do you think people fear public speaking?
Our accent, yeah. I think we're misinterpreted. I think people worry they're misinterpreted or their pronunciation of words.
And they might be judged.
They might be judged by others who are not Irish.
You see, she lives in England and I live here. So I'm more used to these things.
So for you, living in England, is your accent judged there?
I think so, yeah.
If you had spoke publicly?
I think so, sometimes, how I pronounce things, yeah.
So they might be like, "Who's that Irish woman?"
Or what did you say? Or repeat the word how they would say it.
So that's quite offensive, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's offensive. It's different.
Different.
Yeah.
It doesn't put me off.
Doesn't worry us.
No.
My name is Paul Connolly. I'm the owner and lead trainer at the Broadcast Institute, and we specialise in public speaking and media interview training. So what we did was we commissioned a nationally representative independent survey of 1,000 Irish adults, and we asked the participants, importantly, crucially, to name their biggest fear from a range of common options. So the main reason behind commissioning the poll is what has been circulating for me for years now, something of, you know, a rumor, an urban myth. So I've been training people in how to take the next step, to overcome their fears when it comes to public speaking for years now. And I've heard this circulating that a poll or a survey was done years and years ago, right? And the situation, the hypothetical situation they asked of the participants in this survey was to imagine they were at a funeral. Would they rather be delivering the eulogy, or would they rather be in the coffin? And according to lore and legend and urban myth, whatever it is, because I've never quite been able to track the source of this information, or indeed if it's true, but the vast majority of those that apparently took part said they'd rather be in the coffin. Now, I thought that was absolutely fascinating and amazing. So thought I would ask the Irish public how they felt about public speaking. And yeah, the results have been really, really interesting. Well, you would think when it comes to asking people about what they're afraid of, you're going to hear some typical, almost predictable things. You're going to hear about snakes, and you're going to hear about spiders and claustrophobia and flying. And look, the reality is all of that was there. Participants did mention that. But what were the top three? What were consistently in people's top three of the thing that they fear the most? Now, heights came out on top at 31%, but this was the bit that blew us away, that public speaking and death tied for second place on 30%. So Irish people are as afraid of public speaking as they are of death.
I fear cats if I had to pick something that I wouldn't like.
Why
to be
do you
close.
Fear cats? Meow, meow.
I think it's because the fear, I suppose, of them jumping on top of you. Because they get such a good leap and they jump
and
up and they
like
could.
And
I don't
on
like
your
them
lap.
Jumping on top. No, absolutely not. I'd walk across the road.
And then they would try and make a bed on your lap and get their claws and kind of claw
100%,
you.
100%, yes. So
don't
no,
like
cats for me. No, I'm a dog person. Two dogs
so
at home.
You really fear cats. You don't like them at
no,
all.
No, not at all.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
King, you can do that?
I can do that, no problem. Yes, public speaking, I'm good with cats, no.
What do you fear?
Failure.
What do you fear failing at?
Letting people down, especially in my workplace, obviously letting people down. I hate being late because it's a failure. I hate not showing up because it's a failure.
So you really fear failure? You want to succeed at all
have
costs?
Have to.
Have to win?
I'm a perfectionist, yeah.
So failure is not an option?
It's not an option, no. No, I go to work sick, I go out, I'll do everything. And if I do have to let somebody down, it kills me.
And that is your biggest fear?
That's my biggest fear.
According to this new survey by the Broadcast Institute, the Irish are as scared of public speaking as they are of death. Why do you think that is?
I think it's Irish people. There's a big culture of not making noise and not kind of getting too full of yourself either. I think public speaking and speaking in front of big crowds can often be seen as kind of having notions and...
We don't want to have notions.
Don't want to have notions, or we seem to have notions at least.
Do you ever stand up in front of a crowd?
I do occasionally. I was in university and just finished up, and I was invited back to speak to kind of the next incoming class, so we had to speak to about 140 people, and that was horrible.
That terrifying. Must have been daunting.
It was daunting enough. I was lucky, I've kind of taken part in a few debating things and stuff like that, so I mean, it's not as much of a problem for me, but that's more kind of an interest of mine, is so speaking and arguing. So
you've learned how to argue or debate, I should say.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's horrible, and every time you do it, it's nerve-wracking, but I think you just have to keep doing it. It's like anything, if you do it enough times, it's not quite as scary.
Why does public speaking trigger that degree of fear in people all across Ireland? Well, the first thing to let people know is it is not your fault. This is a glitch in the matrix. This is a problem with evolution. This is some bad software, basically, that's been passed along generation to generation. It's an evolutionary glitch, you might say. So ultimately, when you're standing up in front of a group, and it can be 6 people or 60 people or 600 people, whatever, as soon as you stand up, if you're not experienced in public speaking, if you haven't already overcome the fear, well, then what happens is physiological responses to psychological stress. You essentially are opening yourself up in that moment to scrutiny, to criticism, to disapproval. And you'll often be speaking in front of people, like, for example, if you're in work and it's a big meeting or it's a presentation, you'll be speaking in front of people that you want and need to impress. You're really putting yourself out there. So what your mind and your body are doing, basically, is interpreting that as a threat. It's saying, no, absolutely not. Sit back down. But at that moment, your palms are sweating, you've got dry mouth, your knees are knocking, and all of a sudden, the programming in your head is going completely haywire, like a TV on the blink. You can't remember what you were going to say next. Your mind is going blank. You're losing your train of thought. all of these types of things. So ultimately, the fear comes from a wrinkle, a stain, a moment in time where people have a bad experience when they stand up. You might have stood up at a wedding and delivering a best man speech or a maid of honour speech or something like that. And all of a sudden, this just horribleness comes upon you. So generally for everyone, there's a moment in their personal history, a wrinkle, a stain in time on their timeline where they've had a really bad experience with public speaking. And so they decide never to do it again. And ultimately, they sort of build their persona, their character, their psychology around that, saying, absolutely not. That's the one thing I'm never going to do again. Hence the almost crippling fear for people.
What do you fear the most?
The most I fear phobia. I have two phobias. One is injections, needles, blood tests. And the other one is high winds. I'm terrified of high winds.
That's my greatest fear. My age.
Do you fear death?
No, because I'm an atheist. I understand that nature, that's nature. There's nothing wrong with it. That's the way it is.
Where do you think you'll go?
6 feet under if I'm lucky, or else cremated.
Do you think you'll be turned into a tree?
It'll be irrelevant for me because I won't be there.
You'll be a tree?
No, I mean, when you're dead, and that's it. You won't know.
What do you fear?
Well, personally, myself, now, I'd fear, my worst fear would be needles. Do you know what I mean?
You don't like needles?
No, I hate needles. No, I'd run the other direction anytime at all. Do you know what I mean?
And public speaking, are you a good public speaker?
I tend to be a good public speaker. I wouldn't tend to hold anything back. Like, do you know what I mean? But it has to be eloquent. You have to get your point across, and you have to say what you want to say. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, I'd have to agree with you. Like, generally, publicly, the Irish people would not be to be afraid
we
of public.
We would shy away.
Yes, exactly. Or like shiver. Do you know what I mean? They wouldn't just, you put it on them, you spring it on them. They wouldn't be fit for it. Like, do you know what I mean? But as a country, I think that's generally the way the consensus. Like, do you know what I mean? People would generally shy away. It's Ireland, like, you know, as simple as that.
You find out what it is about public speaking that you're most afraid of when you stand up in front of a group. It can be 600. It can be in work, it can be at a conference, anywhere, you know. But you find out what it is that your unique particular fear is in that moment, because when you start, when you try to talk, your critical voice will say things to you and it'll whisper it to you and it'll sound awful and discouraging. But actually, it's your body and mind in sync, yin and yang, trying to get you to bolt. That is your fight, flight or freeze instinct. That's sort of evolutionary hardwiring kicking in, because it doesn't want to put you in a situation where you might fail. And that failure then might result in you being ostracized from a group. You might not, you know, get a promotion. Basically, it's trying to protect you from being so far out of your comfort zone that you might fail. So you'll know in that moment what it is that you're most afraid of. It can be your mind going blank, losing your train of thought, you know, not being able to speak fluidly or articulately, saying and ah too much, all these types of things. People come to me with this all the time. But when you find your fear, the misconception is that that fear will go away if you train or practice enough. It never goes away. It just gets quieter and you master it. You control it. You politely cage it. But you feed it and you're nice to it and you let it grow and all of these things. But it never goes away, but your relationship to it completely changes. You basically take control over the fear. The fear stops controlling you.
And that's Paul Connolly from the Broadcast Institute, ending that report from Henry McKean.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.